This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Doug Hopkins has texted in and said he's about to unload his half of the Nobu.
Uh-oh.
And he'll call back and let us know if it's if it smells delightful.
All right.
Like, so, damn it, Brett. I don't know how I can hear Mike.
What's going on?
He's going to let us know if there's a cereal experience. I've gotten several emails of people who've been to the Nobu in L.A. And I think there's one in Vegas. And he said three of us went up to $2,700 at that place. You can do it pretty fast.
Where was the one that we went to in L.A. with Bushy to the Rattlers game?
Did we go to Roku? I think we went to Roku.
That's where.
Roku's good. There's one in here, too. Roku's really good, too. But, yeah, and it's, you know, somebody actually said, Brett, you probably ate eyeballs, too, in your salad. Fast food salad. I had a guy tell me that once a long time ago. Look, he worked at McDonald's, and he's like, everything we do is good, not the salad. I'm like, why? Just don't get the salad. Like, it's too easy to hide stuff in the salad. I'm like, oh, don't say that. Don't.
Well, piss on it, then. Let's go to Nobu.
Yeah.
I'll do an eyeball now.
Exactly. Yeah, might as well. You've already done an eyeball. We've all eaten an eyeball or two without knowing it, a mouse eyeball or something.
Sure.
It's an olive. Sure. Somebody said, do you realize how hard you made Brady talking about food, fish, and balls in your mouth? I'm like, that's true. Brady, those are the sexiest things in the world to Brady. Fish and food. And then another guy emailed and said, dude, food can't cost that much money. Brady and I had this conversation. Look, it is expensive, and it is stupid to spend that much on food, but it is an experience you can't get anywhere else. And what I've always said about that, high-end restaurants are not because the food costs them so much money. They're basically charging out clientele. They're basically raising the bar to guarantee an audience. They're not getting families. They're not the coupon crowd.
Kids and moms don't eat free.
You know, that's a great thing that those restaurants are there, but they're in the high-end ones, charge that much money to keep out a certain group. They want, when the pictures are taken in their restaurant, they want to make it look like it's the inside of a modeling convention. I ruined that last night. The whole time. They want a certain look, and you pay for that. It's ridiculous. There's nothing about it that's sane. But when you want Robert De Niro's restaurant, you don't want to see kids with spaghetti all over their face. The floor is covered in Cheerios. You don't want that. That's just the way that a high-end place runs. The food is great. But when you order like a little thing, a steak on a hot rock, and it's, you know, $400 for a few ounces of steak, you're like, Jesus, this is definitely to keep the riffraff out. And the riffraff gets mad about it because deep down you'd love to be in there. You know you're not getting in there.
So no Groupon's
just there, got
huh?
one.
Look, and you see, yeah, they'll get Groupon's. And you'll see the, and it's also a place where hope lives. Hope is in Nobu because you look around and you see really decrepit men, me, really ugly dudes, loads of them, with some of the most spectacular women of all time. And it makes you feel like, you know what? Anyone can do that.
You're
if
a player.
He can do it. Yeah, you're a player. It's like you've done something. You've like, it gives you hope. Look at these. I'm a completely unmagnificent specimen of humanity. My carbon mass is disgusting. But you look and you're like, how did he? It's the whole place. I think Nobu is Japanese for how did he do that? I think that's what it means. But yeah, that's it. Is it a nice thing? Is it a class thing? Absolutely. But that's why high-end restaurants charge so much, to keep you from taking your crap kids and their bag of Cheerios into the restaurant. There are places for that. It's a fact.
Usually, I mean, it's higher end for, and there's all sorts of other factors too. They spend more on the.
They spend more, Brady, but they charge.
Build out.
They charge what they charge. And the build out too. Yeah. They charge what they charge to keep families away. They don't want that.
Not my little angel.
Your little angel can go, and your little angel will be frowned on. And maybe they do spit in kids' food. I hope. I hope they do. I hope that that's to keep them away. I hope that the high end. I hope Chef Nobu goes, the child's a menu.
Spent money for Alex to get a filet once.
And he didn't care.
He was like,
where?
Eh.
Where was it? Nice, like the keg or something? You went to
no, it was nice. It was a little bit nicer than the keg. But
it's a good spot.
Yeah.
Don't take kids.
No, but his reaction was, it's okay. And I'm like, you're done.
You're done.
You're going to get sirloin from now on.
You know how I know everybody knows that super high-end restaurants aren't for kids? There's no kids menu. And if you ever said, Do they have a children's section? Everyone at the table will be like, really? Everybody knows. They're not supposed to be.
Hey, Nobu, can you whip up some French fries for my daughter?
Right. Let's get a little side of fries. And you know what? She doesn't like anything on the menu, so I can just get a tortilla and some scrambled eggs.
One of them quesadillas.
Yeah, quesadilla for the girl. She likes them cheese crisps.
Crisps.
She's a cheese crisps fan. She loves that stuff. So if you could just fire that up for her, tell old Nobu in there, and in Japan, no mean no, just like English. Boo means a children. No children. It's true. Just keep out the family. Nobody wants that. It's true. Sorry, people with kids. They're frowned upon at nice places because what's the fastest way to wreck a nice place? Let kids in it. They ruin things until they're adults and they can appreciate that kind of stuff. It is. It's snobby. It's bougie. It's ridiculous. It's somewhat stupid. And it's also awesome. So there. And they do charge an arm and a leg. The other guy emailed me and said, we went $1,800 for two of us. I'm like, that is getting it done.
Man.
I don't know how two people can. That's hard to do even at the prices they're charging.
They must have been buying a lot of stuff at market price.
You are knocking out the today's price only. Yeah, the stuff that doesn't have. That's. Unless you tip like a few $100. That's crazy. That's heavy. But yeah, you can do that. Brady, do you have any more stories about Mr. Beast and sides, maybe?
I'd like
top that off.
Meet Mr. Beast.
Yeah. Somebody emailed and said, who is Brady's favorite female person in his life?
Probably that.
Other than my wife?
That's what. Are you? There's nice the answer. I think because that's what he was saying. He didn't mention that Ronnie was in that. Did she get a Mr. Beast
too?
No,
she didn't.
Why not?
She wasn't hungry when she came home.
Well, she's smart. That was smart. So she watched
So
YouTube.
Your hunger waits for no one.
No, I asked.
Your hunger waits for no one.
That's true. I didn't think of. Well, we're eating anyway.
We're eating now.
We're doing
it
now.
She
was hungry.
Right
it was,
now.
It was dinner time.
67% of the house is hungry.
That's
a D plus. We're eating now.
I didn't think of that.
There's a channel on the Samsung TV.
It says,
dinner time.
What?
I didn't think of that. She comes home from work. I'm not really hungry.
Well, we are, so you're on your own.
That is a good point. So did she eat later?
No, I asked her, are you hungry? You know,
now, because it's happening.
Right? Yeah, usually at, you know, at 6 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, my dog.
When do you think you'll be hungry?
I'm not kidding.
No, she said she wouldn't.
3:59 at my house. Dutchie, my old English sheepdog, starts getting up. At 3:59, she knows every day, and then walks over and hits you like, "Get up, like get off the chair."
It's ridiculous.
I think that's Brady. I think it's the exact same thing at Brady's house.
It is 6. We are about to eat. Mr. Beast has a special. You're either on the bus or you're not. It's a moving train, Ronnie. Get off.
It's Coco first.
Yeah.
Then Brady. Oh man, you're right. It is.
Yeah. Then Brady starts getting nervous.
15 minutes till I get my bowl, Coco.
But yeah, it's that is. I didn't think of that. So Ronnie wasn't hungry. So
yeah, she says I'm probably not going to eat tonight.
Did she?
No,
she didn't eat anything.
No,
she ate something before.
She ate something earlier in the afternoon, and she had an upset tummy.
Have you ever tried that? I'm not going to eat tonight.
Yeah.
Well, he tried it.
Who hasn't tried it?
I'm going to try to get through the night without food. I couldn't do it.
That's an interesting thing. Yeah, because you did mention, that's true, you didn't say. Kirby and you decided to go on this Mr. Beast burger hunt. Did Kirby like hers? Because she's a kid, she can't go, well, it's 3 out of 5. She ate a burger. It's a good day.
Yeah, she was a little disappointed with the...
Really?
As far as the cookie and the, you know, it's
sure,
like...
it's too small.
Maybe the guy dipped into the bag and ate some of the stuff.
Oh, man.
It was that kind of... It was stapled together, but...
Restapled. It's always bad when the delivery bag is stapled on the bottom, too.
Yeah. There's all sorts of it.
Yeah.
There were, now I think about it, there's like 4 or 5 staples.
There's a little tiny...
Like he opened it and then stapled it back up.
I was out front when a delivery came to the house a little while ago, and the dude that got out of the car had like... He was just like the smallest featured human being I've ever seen that was still... He was probably 5'7", but his little tiny hands... And he's like, I'm like, so slight. And I'm like, he could slide his hands right in between those staple bag parts and get it. Nobody would notice. I always think of them eating.
Here you go, boss. Enjoy.
I think of them eating that stuff. Yeah, it's awful. But somebody said, did you get a doggy bag of snapper eyeballs in the back of your Jeep? Yep, that was the
they're in there
the
now.
Better part right now. I forgot about those. They're sitting out there. I'll eat them later today. The eyeball thing is not a bad deal. Just give it a try. Somebody, and I actually described it online the best way to say it. It was like a bruised grape. That's the best way. It's like, but it had good flavor. I don't know that I could go back in just because the mental thing of eyeball eating a little off, but it sparked a conversation. That's for darn sure. Without that talk, we'd have never known about Brady's very average hamburger. Doug Hopkins texted and he said, man, I'd pay a mortgage payment never to hear Brady's burger story again. yeah. And it is today. Today is, you know, Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. Today is the normal day that we would have the MILF contest. And I started to talk to somebody about that yesterday.
Perfume would be in the hallways right now.
Yeah. Mm. It's a doctor, by the way, I was talking to about it. He's a physician. You guys doing the MILF contest? I'm like, oh, you know. Yeah, I know. I've been listening for a while. I'm like, oh, no. Why not? Did you cave? And that's the thing that bothers me about the MILF contest is everybody says we cave. The MILF contest would have been better, too. The MILF contest is, did you cave? Yeah. We did, because we, yeah, well, what do you want us to do? You make me feel like such a jackass. I'm sitting there, did you cave?
This'll get him.
It does, because that is not something you want to, as a man, answer. My automatic response says, no, we didn't, you know, it's just pressures from it's caving, bro. All right, Dr. Douche, it's fine, we caved, but we did. Did we collapse to the... Well, and then you think back at some of the stuff and think about doing that. Like if this morning was, and we said, forge forward, we're doing this. And we make these ladies deep throat plantains and catch hot dogs with their breasts. And how fast would some woke lady crush us?
You know what's wild is over the years of doing the MILF contest, after every one, I would get two or three people that I know. Like, yeah. Man, I think I'm going to get my wife to sign up for it next year.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, you're like, don't put them through it.
How uncomfortable would that be? And like, let alone...
I had people...
I don't know.
...that said that their wives had to be talked out of it. Like, the guy didn't want her to do it.
That's it. I'm entering next year.
And yeah, and especially
these girls are losers.
We got those every year, the emails from the ladies. Like, I would beat all of them.
Yeah.
I'm 31. I've got three kids, and I look better than every one of them. Well, you should have signed up. Well, I didn't know how they'd look. Well, that's easy, hindsight justice lady. You're going in and judging them after the fact and then putting yourself on the pedestal. You got no courage.
Mitta's wife did it specifically to spite him.
Oh, yeah.
Just to spite Mitta.
He tried to talk her out of 100%. It a couple times, and then like, she snuck through that year.
Yep.
Because one year, I remember Toledo showing me pictures, and I'm like, I know who that is.
Name, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Oh, she used a different name?
Yeah.
Did you know her?
I met her once. I didn't recognize her.
No kidding. I don't remember that at all. So she did it just to spite a guy who knows us. Yeah.
She told
and they weren't together.
After about the second round.
That's right. She did reveal.
And I'm like,
I think Brett had kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, I did.
We're kind of deep into the thing right now.
But, oh my goodness. Yeah, but the judges outside of Brett didn't know. And they crowned her.
Well, no. Remember, because it came down to like one question, and the other one that was going against her had to just basically say, ABC,
right.
And she would have won, and she was just an idiot.
That's right.
That's a moron.
We gave him an easy answer.
We had no choice.
We're like, Gazoo, how did you miss that?
Oh, so terrible.
But then every time I've talked to John Lovitz, who judged our one contest. Oh, yeah, the MILF guy. Like, Lovitz has no memory of you until he remembers you, and once he does, he remembers everything. But looking at you, you have to remind him, like, we've done... This together, we were on the...
All right. Air Holmberg, I know you. The MILF guy.
Just check your footage that you took. Filmed all the whole time.
Lovitz had his camera. I don't know how much memory that thing had, but he filmed all 3 hours while he was here.
That's creepy.
With his dog, Jerry.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jerry?
We had some, that was a good year. And Bert Kreischer was a judge. I mean, it was Donald Ross.
Great babe.
We had some great judges.
Bert and Grape Ape.
Grape Ape was pregnant at the time and was the best looking one there.
Every time he comes in town, ask him.
Grape Ape will never, and it was the most fun ever. And he even said, did you guys cave? Did you cave?
You guys are going to cave? Are you going to cave?
We caved, Kreischer. So yes, an answer to all your questions and the text that came in said, shut up, get to the MILFs.
We'd love to.
Quit with the eyeballs. MILFs. There's nothing we can do now about it. And frankly, it started getting to be crazy wrangling. I stopped looking forward to it. I know, but at first it was fun, crazy. Like you can tell, it's college. Mm-hmm. I'll handle this crazy chick. This will be fun for a little bit. And then about 10 years into it, you're like, the crazy wrangling's happened. And it's getting
worse.
We've
got MILF winners that are grandmothers now.
Oh, come on, Toledo. Why you got to... What is... You and Brady? Is it your job today to make me hate you?
Mr. Beast for everyone.
Yeah, Mr. Beast for home. What the hell's wrong with you? We had that one MILF that came in that was a GILF.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd she do?
We put her through a couple of rounds. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought she looked great.
Yeah.
What, who's the grandma?
Trisha.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
From our calendar, too.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of her kids has a kid?
Yep.
Does her kid want to be a MILF?
Keep up the family
MILF,
tradition.
MILF, yeah, it's generational. The MILF, like your mother before you and her mother before that.
I'm bummed. It sounded like you guys had some talent.
Yeah, we did. There was
not
a few.
The year I was doing it.
you got kind of a...
I got screwed.
Bush league. Well, I mean, think about it. We gave away trips to London. We gave away trips
Metallica.
To Jamaica. Yeah, Metallica and London.
To Ireland.
Ireland. Yeah, yeah. We had the all the great... And then the one year, we're like, maybe these girls just want cash. Maybe that'll draw in like a batch of chicks that had... Uh-uh.
Cash was the wrong way
cash
to go.
Cash was not the answer. Cash
brought out a different crowd.
The nocturnal...
That might have been the year that I
bug
judged.
Hunters. Strange. That was the year you
judged. Oh, great.
Because that was the cash year. We're like, we didn't have a prize set in time. Say, you know, we could just use the money. That we would do, and we gave him cash, and it brought out the worst. I think Muse, he came in for a minute that year, I think. Was he there?
No, it wasn't that year. I was there.
After. The cash year was rough. I think we tried cash twice, and both years were like, got to get a prize. We got to get people that are not on a no-fly list. The no-flyers.
That might have been Heather McDonald.
The year of the cash?
Jason Mewes?
No, that could be. I think she had a pretty decent year, but people
she
were.
She did.
And then all the women were mad at her for being a girl judge. Oh, they got mad at Heather McDonald.
Why?
They just didn't want to hear her talking. Yeah. It kind of killed the sexiness.
Giving.
Yeah, because she was basically.
Giving good tips.
Yeah, she was a girl talking to girls. It all of a sudden became America's Next Top Model rather than us, fondling ourselves while these chicks danced around. It was crazy wrangling. There were some really nice ones and some absolute lunatics. But we do miss it, you know. But yes, in answer to that, we did cave. And then dig into yourself, tough guy emailers, on how many times you cave a day at work doing stuff you don't want to, but you got to keep it alive.
Not me, bro.
Not me, bro. Somebody tells me what to do, I tell them no every time. I'm no caver.
Yeah, I've been unemployed five times.
Yeah, hold on. I got to get to DES by 9, right? I got to wait in line.
You want fries with that, pal?
Yeah.
You want here's fries? Your beast burger.
Bag looks open.
Hey. Heard you guys talking about caving, pussies. Here's your Mr. Beast. Deliver ain't free, bro. Get me some cash.
Bro.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get out of the hole. No boo situation. You walk out to get your car because they hold it hostage for money. It's like a towing thing now. When you go to a nice restaurant, they're like, basically like your car's been towed away. Well, it doesn't. It might as well be. Valet is charging prices the same it would be to have your car towed. It's $18 to have us do that. That doesn't include tip. I'm like, it does too. You better figure out a way to make that include tip. Because $18 to hold my car hostage just because you don't have a parking lot is not my fault. You try to go to the parking lot. It's like I got a 60-mile walk and some girl in heels. I know how this works.
We have to walk.
I'll drop you off at the door.
No, I don't want to walk in alone.
Okay, so I'm going to valet, but we're going to get a loan. We're going to go to Bank of America to go to valet. But it's
get a parking Groupon.
Are Groupons still a thing?
Yeah.
They are? Do you do them?
No.
No? I don't know anybody that doesn't. For a while there, it was getting... Brett and
Megan
I have...
Megan was doing them for a long time.
See, Brett and
Lisa
I,
and me.
Yeah, I know.
My ex, too.
Brett and I have the best, worst Groupon thing. The day Groupon died in my house.
That's right.
I went to a restaurant.
Got a Groupon.
Went to the restaurant. And I swear to God, it tasted like Band-Aids. Like the food was made of Band-Aids. I'm like, this is the smell of Band-Aids? The texture of Band-Aids? This is not worth it. And we would have never come to this place... had it not been for that stupid Groupon, and I don't know why you bought it.
Oh, it's a good deal, like $12.
I'm like, yeah, and that's why the quality of the food's garbage. This is a coupon restaurant. We're not doing this anymore. I go home, and there is a Manhattan phone book-sized stack of Groupon.
They're all great deals.
Got some work
to
do.
You didn't save any money. You bought we got to go through those.
Yeah.
Now. Vesely's chick does the same thing.
Oh, it's terrible.
You made the right choice.
Bouncing.
Yeah, you bounced the Groupon girl.
You're damn right.
And we end up on this, I don't know where it was, lake?
What? Oh, that was the worst. The Dolly Steamboat.
Dolly Steamboat.
Canyon Lake.
Right. That was a Groupon.
Both these loony broads bought
Groupons.
You saw some
pronghorn.
I'm going to kill you. You're bringing it back. There's too many memories.
He's still scarred.
Red night, this hour and a half long drive and 92 degrees outside.
Oh, miserable.
Dolly Steamboat.
We were the youngest people on
by
that thing.
80 years. Like there was a wheelchair ramp, and we were the only ones using the stairs. Like, that's it.
Wow, look at those stair climbing go-getters, huh? Okay, you guys, go get them. It won't last forever.
Show ups.
And this thing tours a lake at 5 miles an hour.
Oh.
And what lake was it? Canyon?
I think it was Canyon. Yeah,
it was Canyon, yeah, Canyon Lake.
Nothing happened.
Miserable.
And then the guy's like, well, I got some bighorn sheep up here around the corner if you're interested.
That's right, the bighorn.
And we're staring out. There it is. And it's so far away, it's a dot.
What you don't see is the guy that lets them loose as the Dolly Steamboat.
Right. Get them out of there.
Well, here's the worst part of that ride, Brady, is that there was so little activity on this thing, nothing to see, that when the bighorn came up, he just stopped the boat because that's a good time to delay this ending a little longer. Look at that. And that stupid sheep wouldn't move.
Nope.
And those old people, taking pictures on with their old Nikons.
And then order up the old fashions.
And he had the old West to, like, talk to while he was doing it.
Yeah.
You get the bighorn sheep up here around the Lost Dutchman.
He was Rob Trigg.
Well, I was out there the other day on the path, and I don't have any friends outside of Pratt, which means I got no friends.
Don't bring that nightmare back. Yeah. Look at that.
Is it still going?
Oh, yeah.
How is that? That's the WNBA of steamboats.
The dinner cruise.
You went on the $60, John.
No, we went on the middle of the goddamn hottest day of the year.
How much is it?
$25 to go during the day.
That's $24.99 too much.
And we got to. Yeah, I completely concur. What did they spend on that Groupon when $25 they thought, what a good deal?
I think it was buy one, get one free or something. I can't remember.
It's making me mad now. It's like 12 years ago. It's making me mad now.
Dolly's.
I'm calling a lawyer when I get home. Get that Corbell and Cordell guy. Yeah, that was the worst thing ever. And you get to go through Tortilla Flat. Oh. I've lived here since I was 11. I've seen Tortilla Flat. I'm done with Tortilla Flat. Let me tell you this. There's a reason why six people live there.
Yeah. Torch like, there's only population six.
There's a reason six people live there. And when it burned down, they built it in a day. Oh, there's nothing remarkable about this lake at all. Nothing at all. Buy one, get one free for $25.
I think that's what it was.
I should have given her the other $25 to not go.
It's a decent motorcycle ride. I don't know about the Dolly
Steamboat. The Tortilla Flat?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a bad ride on the bikes, but not the Dolly Steamboat.
Yes, it is.
The Dolly Steamboat is a nightmare.
Tortilla Flat is... Don't stop. Like, if you go, you have a
basically the end of the road, though.
Yeah, but good. There's a reason why. It's to tell you to go back to civilization.
Weasel River Tavern?
Look, it's cool for tourists and a one-time thing, but heading on out there is... And you get yourself a
for
pop.
For locals,
you get
it's too
pop
much.
And turn around and get out, but the cars are like, oh, my goodness. This is how they used to live in it. No, it isn't. Nobody ever lived like this. This is what TV told you the West was like.
There are six people living in one city.
Why would they build all these buildings then? It's tourists.
Is that all six of them right there?
Yeah,
those
where's
two
their
houses?
Where are their goddamn
houses? They live
behind,
here.
They're behind the Weasel River Tavern and the Tortilla Flat
and
Saloon.
Sometimes at night when the sun goes down, 8 or 9 savages come up and they have to get rid of them the old-fashioned way with their shotguns and stuff.
Six shooters.
The Toledo's Mercantile.
Arrows come flying. As the rumor is, arrows come a-flying at the tourists come 6P.
All right, you guys need to get back to Minnesota. Oh, that goddamn steamboat. I'm mad.
I know.
I'm still angry.
I'm mad
it.
Now. Brady, this is something.
Let's go again.
I'll go. I'll throw everybody overboard and I'll steal the steamboat and make a getaway at 8 miles an hour, top speed.
Eight.
And then, at best. And then they're bored. You get bored in the middle of the steamboat ride and he's like, well, folks, we're coming to the quarter mile part of the 20-mile journey that's going to take your whole life and soul from your body before 4 o'clock.
2.5 hours.
It's terrible. And then all of a sudden,
it seems like 2 days.
Let's enjoy the Arizona scenery. Ooh,
that's right.
Hey, Arizona.
They had that song.
You're the magic in me. this is how TV stations signed off.
Any Mark Twain quotes since it's
probably
on the steamboat?
One was, did Mark Twain ever say, get me the f*** off this boat? Because I might have quoted Mark Twain a couple of times.
As the great Zane Grey once... Oh, no.
It's terrible. The worst thing I've ever done. It's just the worst. I wouldn't subject old people to it. They don't realize how little time they have left. You've got to value your life better. You're not going to spend 2.5 hours floating around a less than magnificent lake. The whole drive to it looks just like what you see in the lake. It's like an hour drive through the exact same scenery. The lake provides zero new stuff. Oh, that was awful.
I was hoping for a Titanic. I would have rather just sank that son of a bitch. Been at the bottom of Canyon Lake. I'm done.
And then, I had flashbacks because I went to Pittsburgh with Katero a couple years ago for a Steelers game. And they do a river tour. The Pittsburgh tour. And I got on a steamboat, and I'm like, I don't have real good memories of steamboats. This is although you're seeing the beautiful skyline of Pittsburgh, and you get to, and they do have a
two of the Allegheny.
Telling you what, totally different animal.
Yeah.
It was amazing versus and I'm like, the Dolly steamboat, I got PTSD. Like people in Vietnam had a better time than I did on the Dolly steamboat.
I did the one on the Chicago River, and they do the whole architectural tour, and that's great.
That's amazing. But it's not on a steamboat, is it?
No, it's a regular boat. There's a bar on there, and great.
Brady, is that true?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did Porkopolis Groupon at one point? Please tell me that's not true.
I can't remember.
Well, you might have.
Might have.
Don't do it. It worked.
I know we had the Porkopolis up in the Sam's Club on those stands. We have restaurants where you buy them, like a...
Oh, you could get a card. Yeah. Well, that's not a discount, though. You're still paying.
It is. Basically, they ask
buying
you to
coupons.
Put a, yeah, like a dinner for two. Oh,
ask Jeremy from Hunter Pest Control. He still has his black card.
Oh, his Eat for Life card at Porkopolis?
Yeah. Bring it to Brady's house now.
That was Brady to Chuck. He gave him that for retirement. Chuck gave it to me.
I think I found
meat.
That train wreck song that we had to listen
oh,
to.
Oh, you did?
I think this is it.
You found it?
I think so. I think this is it.
I love you, Arizona.
Oh my God. Now, wait.
They played this on
the old man sang it?
No.
They
had recording.
Just on downtime. Okay. And I'm not kidding. This used to be the song all the stations in town played when they closed off at midnight.
This concludes our broadcast day. Thank you for choosing KNXV TV.
And then they do this, and then they play the national anthem, and it would go to staff.
Who is this beautiful crooner?
I don't know. Let me see here.
Let's say.
And then ask how he killed himself, because there's no way this guy was happy.
Ray Allen Jr., maybe? Is that
Ray Parker Jr.?
Yeah. No. I'd rather it be Ray Parker Jr.
I would listen to
him. Give me Ghostbusters.
This.
I'm in.
John, please tell me that by the end of that, there's a picture of you and Bert. On the bow of the Dolly steamboat.
Did they do pictures?
Like Titanic.
I think we were asked to.
We actually did do a picture in front of the steering wheel.
Oh, that's right.
The
boat steering
wheel. Yeah, I don't think I have it anymore.
But was it an official? They did it and put it in a little.
No, I think they.
Just we took it?
Yeah, unfortunately. We did. They did.
You're the magic in me.
I used to stay up all night watching TV. I'm like, oh, they're done.
And they played the song like three or four times.
Yeah, it was like
three or four times.
Well, folks, we've hit another lull, if you could imagine. Let's let's tame the excitement with this incredibly boring lullaby.
There's steam coming off the water.
Sorry, by the way, another heat stroke there. We had to pull over, throw that person in.
Drop him.
We had to dunk Gladys and Edward. They had to get in because they've overheated. Well, there's absolutely nothing going on, as expected, and here's some more music for you. The only song we have.
All right, guys, I've got the solution.
It was the only song they had.
That was the only song. Every time they were down to, all right, folks,
you want a soda pop, they're 75 cents. But you got to climb some stairs, and I know that's trouble for 90% of the audience. Those young kids should get you some. Old Bert and his bald friend dying of cancer. They should be able to get up that staircase and grab everybody a Diet Dr. Pepper.
All right, guys, I've got the solution. Combine some of my favorite things from this year. So far, do the MILF contest on the Dolly Steamboat. Get Jay Guttentag to be a judge.
Oh, yes. Man, that would be pretty fantastic. All right, everybody sing it. MILF's croon.
Miss Dolly Steamboat 2021.
On the front of the boat, you're going to see a whole load of longhorn sheep to the right there, at starboard. In the back of the boat, whores are trying to catch hot dogs with a can. As the Cavity MILF contest goes on. And you know what that makes me think of? Arizona. So let's start the song all over again and yes. Go for another 3 hours of soul-sucking time waste.
You're 15 minutes in.
You're on a steamboat, and it's like you're on hold on the phone the whole time.
It's one of our representatives is dying to talk to you, but we've got an overload of calls today. Enjoy the music that's designed to destroy your insides and cause panic attacks later in life. This song. Oh. My dad used to wake up, turn that goddamn thing on, because I would watch all five channels. And this was my fight back for us not having cable, because he wouldn't get cable, because I watched too much TV as it was. So every night, channel 3 would go off. Turn it to channel 5. So that static would come storming down the hall. You awake? Yeah. Turn that goddamn thing off. If I hear that song again, I'm going to kill someone. I think that's what it's called, Arizona's Suicide Song. I think Bill Haywood sang this, right? Right before he ended his broadcast day. I'm Bill Haywood, 55 KOI. Goodbye, cruel life. Anyway, sorry, I can't get enough of it now. It made me wish I was Toledo's dad. I just wanted to leave everything. I wonder if Toledo's dad said that. Well, this ends my broadcast day, so.
I love you, Montana.
I don't love you, Little Richard. I got a family down the street.
They're better in every way.
I'm going to Montana. Send this one to Arizona. Thanks for that memory. Who brought up goddamn Groupons? It's your fault.
'Tis the season. Oh. Usually summer is when the Groupons are strong.
That, I didn't know they still were a thing. They're banned at my house. And I remember the Groupon pile after that Dolly Steamboat. I'm like, this, no more. We're done here. I'm not even honoring. I don't know how much hundreds of dollars I'm going to throw away right now, but these are no longer viable here. Right into the trash.
We need to try all those restaurants.
We can try them for a fee if we want to go there. It's not like we're broke.
But two for one apps.
I'm going to strangle you. Give them to your parents.
I think we went somewhere and they tried to pull the Groupon out and you're like, absolutely not. No. I will pay full price.
I would no way. Do that.
And we're Groupon people.
No, we're not. We have all five fingers and all five toes. Groupon people have that weird polydactyl 7 or 9 finger bug eye thing in the back of their head, a horn.
We're not going to a Brazilian steakhouse 20 times. Right. I know you think you saved $2,000.
50%! It only cost me $1,000.
To go to a place we don't want to go! What's this?
It's a 60-gallon jug of Tide.
We don't use Tide.
$38 off!
Oh, okay. Burn it. Burn it! Roop. I didn't think that was a real thing. Okay, so Toledo's dad came in with that abortion Groupon, and the mom was, no, well, I'm just going to leave it. I tried. I did my best to be a good father. That's all I've got.
This isn't an abortion thing. This is 50% off at Hangers Plus.
Yeah, well, you know, be creative.
Twofer.
What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
All right. Wow, I don't got much after that.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Arizona on there?
Yeah.
We'll just play it.
Oh,
there you go. Oh, yeah, you don't stop. Oh, you have to do your thing. I'm sorry. Yeah, you gotta get
you can do it.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Oh, there's a video? Brett's got a video with it.
Well, there's some knob put it together.
Right. It's just pictures.
Not one picture of Canyon Lake.
Thank God.
Channel 12 wonders why you're still awake. It's 2 in the morning, so we're going to bore you to sleep, insomniac.
Go to bed, son.
Yeah, something's wrong with you. Maybe the meth in you will calm down after hearing this insanely boring song.
Rise of Dos Cabezas. Rise of Two Heads.
No, Rise of Two Heads. I think that's it. I think there's a thing by the Superstition Mountains or something.
Is there?
One of the mountains
okay.
calls it Dos Cabezas. Then later it turned into Dos Gringos, and now it's just Gringos.
He didn't know what it meant. It just sounds good in the song.
Yeah.
Dos Cabezas.
Let's swarthy Mexican speak for Two Heads. You know how racist the guy is who sang this? There's no question in my mind he was. It's because he's from the time he sang this. Let's cancel it. There's your wake. I'm sorry. I can't get it out.
Their sunsets put music in us all. Okay.
And I know it all too well. I listen to it every day, every summer, from age 11 to about 16. Every day. Watch all these stations sign off. Until my dad finally caved and got cancer.
Cancer.
Cable. He's fine. Cancer.
I think I would have rather had cancer than riding that damn Dolly Steamboat again.
Boy, I'm going to inject myself with loads of cancer to combat your move to get cable.
All right. So skip the Dolly Steamboat this weekend. Head over to Action Ride Shop and hit the trails. See something that's worth seeing. All right. Those boys are going to hook you up over there. Got all the big brands. They'll service your bikes. Got all the gear that you're going to need, e-bikes, everything else. You can do rentals and purchases as well. It is Action Ride Shop on Facebook as well as on Instagram. And a bunch of stuff here. Pantera, Mudvayne, Motley Crue, BF My V, Power Trip, Nonpoint, 6 Feet Under, Dead Anti-Everything, Pulse of the Maggots.
We've already played them this week, but this text just came in. Hey, John, can I request Rammstein Firefly? My entire family's out of town this weekend. I want to start things off right.
I don't know what that
means.
What
is that?
Oh, the wife and kids are gone? Or
apparently.
Like parents.
The entire family.
The whole thing just up and left him?
Yep.
He's the opposite of you. It's like just one guy left. The whole family decided to go. That would be awesome. I don't know if we got nothing better. I'm fine. What's executioner's tax?
This guy messaged over and said... Oh,
sorry.
I don't need the Arizona thing again. Oh,
we're at it. Me and a puppy.
Where was that? Oh, Zeno. He said that the executioner's tax is basically like their thrash metal version of terror.
Well, that's going to be a little rough.
So I don't know.
Let's stay away from that. We'll do the Rammstein fire. We'll get this guy who's got his fan.
Right,
I'm fine with it. Anytime we do Rammstein. We need to test that other one first.
Yeah.
I just got a meme.
I heard terror, and I'm kind
of
in.
This meme of a guy sitting on a couch with, like, a kid who's about 6. And he says, son, I'm back. He says, this is Toledo's dad. It said, but, Dad, you left 5 years ago to get cigarettes. And he goes, oh, cigarettes. I forgot. I'll be right back. It's the joke that never dies, like Toledo's thing. Oh, the Groupons. People are not sending it to him. I totally just bought a Groupon for skydiving.
You don't want discounts with skydiving. You want to pay full.
There's been good skydiving news.
Well, there's never good skydiving news, Brady. If the news breaks about skydiving, it's very rarely another successful day down there.
There's so many successful days.
Down there in Bisbee, it's just nothing but wins today. Of course, the only time you hear about skydiving is bad news.
Here's I Love You, Arizona by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Do you know that according to researchers, there are more than one.
They got a commercial first for
Mormons? Yeah, apparently.
Really?
I never heard this version.
Why would the Mormons sing about it?
I don't know.
Here we go. To a packed house of nothing.
Oh, no, it's packed.
It is? Looking at the edges. Oh, my God, it's worse.
I didn't think it could be worse.
It's slower.
That means it's longer.
You know how they never... You know how I know it's not great? Because I Love You, Arizona. The mountains, the vistas, the streams. Never once they say the people. Apache Junction.
Everybody's done this song.
Usually it drops some towns in there.
The jack-o'-lantern-faced people of the Far East Valley.
Bloody Basin.
This will make it worse. It's now the Chandler Children's Choir is doing it.
All right, Brett's trying to get me to kill myself. The Chandler Children's Choir sang this. This is going
to
be.
They're going to have some nice blazers on.
And you know, the worst thing in the world for me is kids singing.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nails on a chalkboard. I hate kids singing. There is no worse sound on the planet than a child singing. Make it stop.
And the starlight that sweetens my dreams.
When are the rest of them kick in?
I don't know.
This is the coconut of singing.
Wow.
Oh, it's the worst. Oh, it's awful. They
10,000 views on that, too.
What did you say? Roudness is in there?
I'm glad
Asian
listen
kids.
To Roudness.
There aren't an awful lot of Asian kids with the Chandler choir. I think they got confused and thought it's a Chandler math team. They just started
singing.
Oh,
there you go. There's Roudness.
There's a load of them. Brady's right. Was that kid in a WW2 bombing raid? What's with the sunglasses tan? All right, I'm done here. Kids singing. Man, is that the worst sound on the planet or what? I'd rather listen to car crashes. The sound of children singing is like, it makes me fear. I hate the future so
next
much.
Next Tuesday, you want to come to a string jam?
What's
Kirby's,
that?
Kirby's viola and the little spring concert.
You can stop saying things now. No. Hey, do you have to go to that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're four. Now, what happens if you don't go to Kirby's string jam? Now, did you say string jam is in tomato pants? I think we're talking about tomato pants again. Because there is
no,
a,
not
some girls call
jam.
It the string jam.
Speaking of skydiving.
String of jam a lot of the time as well.
No, it's not that kind
of thing. Okay. Tomato pants is still a mystery. All right. Anyway, well, let's get to some real music, not sung by children. Thank you.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!